Let's hear more about the Super Bowl now. Last night, the New Orleans Saints earned their first ever ticket to the game. They'll be playing the Indianapolis Colts, a franchise that's been to three previous Super Bowls. NPR's Mike Pesca joins me now to discuss this, and good morning, Mike.
How you doing?
Good. So I was asleep, but I understand it was a thrilling overtime game last night when the Saints advanced against Minnesota. Tell us about what happened.
You mean the raucous Superdome crowd did not wake you from 1,000 miles away? That's how good a game it was. And let me, I'm not going to say correct you, but point out the Indianapolis Colts are going to their second Super Bowl. They were in Baltimore when they lost a couple Super Bowls. So here we take it to New Orleans, and this was a game with a lot of offense and a lot of turnovers. Brett Favre, the Vikings quarterback, he passed for over 300 yards, but he also had a couple of interceptions. And Adrian Peterson, the Vikings running back, he was fantastic. He ran for over 100 yards. He has this, the cliche is he runs through the line like he shot out of the cannon. He just crackles. But New Orleans had a great offense too, and the scoring was such that no team ever got more than a touchdown lead. The game finally went into overtime where Garrett Hartley hit a 40-yard field goal, sending the Saints to the Super Bowl, and it was Minnesota's 5 turnovers that they just couldn't overcome. You wouldn't think a team could overcome that, and they didn't. Not even Brett Favre could.
Well, and what about the other game where the Indianapolis Colts advanced against the New York Jets?
This was supposed to be maybe a blowout. I mean, everyone went into it thinking that Peyton Manning, the Colts quarterback, had the edge on the Jets, but I have to say, the Jets, who barely qualified for the playoffs, they dialed up a lot of blitzes, and in the beginning, they were confusing Peyton Manning as much as such a smart player like Manning could be confused, and the Jets had a halftime lead. But Manning has this effect. It's not like a cliffhanger. He's not like Indiana Jones where you say, how's Indy going to get out of this one?
Uh-huh.
Even when he's behind, you're so certain that he can make a comeback, and that's exactly what he did. The Colts scored on the last possession of the first half. They scored on their first possession in the second half, and they put the Jets away behind the reigning NFL MVP and just a quarterback that makes every football person marvel at how good and calm he is.
Well, when these two teams meet up in Miami on February 7th, who do you think is the favorite to win?
Well, don't ask me. Ask the odds makers in Las Vegas, who say that the Colts are about a 4 or 5 point favorite. And here's why. The Colts have cruised. They weren't challenged. They've won by big scores in the playoffs. They maybe could have gone undefeated in the regular season. The only losses they had were when they started resting their starters once they had clinched home field advantage in the playoffs. But I would point this out, that in the playoffs, the two teams the Colts have played, the Ravens and the Jets, who they blew out or they beat handily, those two teams do not have very good offenses. And the New Orleans Saints have a great offense, a great quarterback. I haven't mentioned Drew Brees yet. Mm-hmm. He's the Saints quarterback. He's excellent. Their coach, Sean Payton, is a genius. They'll get a lot of guys open. So it really promises, I think, to be a very good Super Bowl.
Okay, well, in the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, what do you think are the main storylines that the media is going to be covering in this story?
Well, everyone is going to get behind the Saints and the city of New Orleans, how that city loves the team, how it frankly is a line item in the state budget that they give money to the Saints to keep them in New Orleans. But the big thing is that Peyton Manning's dad, Archie Manning, probably the greatest Saint of all time, the first Saint inducted into their Hall of Fame, so he has a bit of a split allegiance. His son is quarterbacking one team, but he was the longtime quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. That will not go unobserved over the next 2 weeks.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
You got it.
NPR's Mike Pesca. This is NPR News.